bit. Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Across Melbourne on Joy 94.9 and streaming online at joy.org.au, you're listening to Saturday Magazine, every Saturday, 10 till 12.
Karen Bryant has just been appointed as the CEO of Midsummer, and she joins us now. Good morning, Karen.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm really well. I'm very pleased to be in Melbourne.
Right, so you've actually moved across already.
I have, yes. I was been in Adelaide. That's where I was born and bred in Adelaide, and most of my work over there, and I've come over specifically to take on this role.
Fantastic. I mean, you would have come anyway at some point, I imagine.
I've stayed in Adelaide quite a long time. This was the right job at the right time.
Fantastic. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So what attracted you to the role, Karen? I mean, Midsummer's, I think it's probably Midsummer and Queer Film Festival.
Yep.
Staples of our community, as is Joy. What is it about Midsummer that attracted you to the role, apart from the enormous salary they're going to be paying you?
Yeah, it's certainly a lean organisation. Look, I think exactly what you were talking about, where, you know, it does play such a crucial role and has the potential to play an even crucial, you know, an even stronger role within the community and within the artistic development of the community in the state, and I think nationally as well. All of the roles that I've done before usually have been sort of at critical times, been really exciting organisations doing amazing work, but at a time when, you know, they have the real potential to do something. And I just finished 4 years at the Adelaide Festival, where as the chief executive there, and, you know, everything that I'd sort of set out to achieve there, we'd done. So it was kind of that time when you kind of go, okay, time for a new challenge.
In a big city.
Yeah, in a big city. I just see so much potential for Midsummer, as well, of course, that it's been doing such great work and is so well loved. It just seemed to be, you know, a unique role and to take on and a unique challenge to take on at this time.
I mean, both Victoria and South Australia are festival rich.
Yeah.
In that, you know, if there's an artistic endeavour or interest for you, you'll find there'll be a festival in either Victoria or South Australia that will that will cover it. Now, Midsummer is an adult now. You know, it's gone through, you know, it's been a toddler, it's been a teenager, it's now an adult.
What is it, 25 years old?
Is it about to turn 30?
Turn 30. Wow.
So, God, it shows you how old we are, Tess. That, you know, how do you keep, if you looked at the very, you know, looked at the first 5 years of Midsummer versus the last 5 years, very, very different events, very, very different focus. What do you see as you know, what's your vision, you know, for Midsummer, you know, for the next 5 years? What would you like to see, how would you like to see it develop?
Sure. Well, I think, you know, when you talk about different events, obviously there's some core parts of Midsummer that, you know, are so well loved, you know, Carnival, the Pride March. They are going to maintain, you know, a central role going forward. They're events that are so loved and important that, you know, you wouldn't take them away. You might enrich them, but you wouldn't take them away. In terms of the artistic content around the rest of the festival, as is the case, I guess, with most open access festivals, where you're embracing the work that the artist wants to develop at the time, there's always going to be changes and shifts in the work that's presented, depending on, you know, the trends of the artists themselves. But what I want to do is really be able to strengthen the role that the festival plays in the cultural development of the LGBTIQ community in Victoria and Australia by seeing it, you know, as strengthening its presenting platform, but beyond that as a central focus for the way that we can support and develop and promote the artists and the work year-round. Now, that's going to need us to leverage additional support and funds, but I'm really committed to doing that and seeing that, you know, that we can become a much more active partner for artists and arts work in realising visions.
So what does that mean? What does that actually look like, Karen?
Well, I guess it means that in some projects, playing an even stronger role in providing support, whether that's in the producing side or the presenting side. It might be into production, it might be in help with the administrative side or the promotion side, depending on what artists need the support for. But I'd really like to see us, I guess, being a bit more proactive and forward-thinking in the way that we can partner with projects, sometimes maybe even a couple of years out, in helping develop gems of ideas and helping seek funding as a true presenting partner to bring those visions to life.
Because I think one of the things that's difficult to balance is, and as a long time ago vice president of the Also Foundation, that, you know, community expectation and what the organisation needs to do, what it wants to do, and, you know, it's always a moving target, balancing that you know, I look at Mardi Gras and the reason Mardi Gras exists, which perhaps a lot of people might like to revisit.
And often forget.
And forget. And Midsummer as well, I have no issue with, the development of the cultural life of Victoria.
Mm.
Yeah. With a GLBTI focus, but as we've seen happen with a lot of festivals, I'm not talking about Midsummer here specifically, but
of course,
it's easy to become an arts and cultural festival and to lose track of why you're there and what makes Midsummer different. What are your thoughts on that?
Look, I completely agree with you that a lot of organisations do get lost in their focus. I think, you know, that the challenge is to be able to do both. And they're not mutually exclusive. You know, we are such an important community focus for Pride and Celebration. That's a given, and we must never lose focus on that. But we are also, you know, an active part of celebrating the artistic life of that community and assisting, you know, the development of that community. And certainly my experience over 25 years professionally has been in a wide range of arts development. And a lot of that, you know, I've done a lot of work in a variety of communities and always making sure that it doesn't lose that integrity.
Yeah, it's good to hear. Now, one of the challenges for Midsummer is always funding. It's the same for Joy, and it's the, you know, same for Queer Film and every other, you know, whether it be minus 18 or it doesn't matter what it is. Not-for-profits and community organisations have that challenge. How's Midsummer meeting that? Because I was involved many years ago, and it was a challenge then. It's still a challenge. What are your plans to to fill some of those funding gaps?
Sure. And look, you know, it's 2 weeks in, and you're absolutely right. It's a very lean organisation that desperately does need to leverage additional support to be able to do the things that it wants to do. I mean, I think you've got to be really clever, because you can always want more, and you've got to be very clever about how you use the resources you've got, working with partners to leverage the support and make every dollar, you know, count two, three, four times what, its original value is. We've got a midwinter ball coming up this Friday. Obviously, that's a core fundraising event, and probably the most important fundraising event for Midsummer each year.
Has it sold out? Has it sold out, Karen?
No, we've been at the target in terms of numbers of tickets that have been sold for the last few years. We actually have more tickets sold, but we're in a larger venue, so we do still have some tickets left.
Mm.
Certainly I'd like to encourage our listeners to, you know, go to our website today, since it's the last day of sales, and really get on board, because it will be an amazing
And I understand, I understand you're offering a $30 discount to the ticket for those people who are Joy members, which is fantastic.
That's right. We are.
It's $250 a head, which is, you know, that's a fair bit, and it's at Crown this year.
It is, yeah.
I can't come. I won't go to Crown because I had a jacket stolen there. Hashtag jacket goat.
You're going to miss the night of the year.
Yes. Do you think, that price, you know, we've had a couple of messages actually about that.
Yeah.
$250 is, you know, it's pretty high.
Yeah. Look, it is a fundraising event. It's going to be an amazing night, and it is a black tie event. And I think the the important thing there is to remember that the purpose of this one night is to raise as much money for the festival, its ability to deliver its community objectives and its artistic objectives as possible. So, you know, it's not an indication that the festival itself is about high ticket prices. You know, it's an incredibly accessible festival. It does a lot of things that are free. But to be able to do that, you have to raise funds. And this one night is about that. And, you know, there are lots of other events that we will be holding, you know, both as events themselves and as fundraisers that will be quite different and attract different people. But this one night, very much the organisation had selected to just try and pitch in a very specific way to raise as much money on one night as possible. You know, and that allows us to do all of those other things, particularly the free events that we want to be able to do.
Yeah.
So just in wrapping up, Karen, what are your top two or three priorities for the next 12 months?
Look, I think it is, well, on a personal level, get out there and meet the community. Get
great.
Out and meet the local artists, the local audiences.
Well, we'd love to have really you in the studio important. Next time.
I would love to come in. I love radio, and you're only one level up from our office, which makes it nice and easy.
Fantastic.
I'm an accessible person. Everything that I've done, you know, it's about, you know, I'm not a name on a piece of paper or a voice on a phone or radio. You know, I want people to get to know me and for me to get to know them and get out there and really look at how I can leverage support and additional partners to, you know, see us in a position where we can be, you know, we can have artists come into the office and say, you know, that's a great idea and these are the ways that we're going to be able to help you make that happen.
One final question. AFL, what team now?
I'm afraid after only 2 weeks, you can't get me away from my beloved Crows.
Okay.
But I have sort of thought that I'll have to have a local team as well to follow, and I haven't made that decision yet.
All right, cool. Karen Bryant, congratulations on your appointment as CEO of Midsummer. I know everyone at the station here is looking forward to working with you. Welcome to Melbourne, and thanks for your time today.
Thank you very much, and I look forward to spending a lot more time with you guys at Joy.
Cheers. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.